In wrapping up the day's top business news, we take a look at BrainWorks Limited, a diversified investment holding company with investments focused on Zimbabwe, becoming the first Zimbabwean company to have a primary listing on the JSE since Friday. My colleague Nastasia Aransa spoke to CEO Brett Childs.
We're valuing ourselves at $69 million, which is around about 800 odd million rand, Nastasia. And main pillars of our investments are 11 hotels, 2 casinos, and a significant land bank in and around Harare. We then have some plays in financial services, where we're quite a material shareholder in a microfinancing bank, a life insurer, and a e-wallet stroke mobile platform system.
Okay. So why the decision to list on the JSE's main board?
We felt that in order to be able to provide a window for investors to start looking at Zimbabwe again, and we needed to list ourselves outside of Zimbabwe, because it's common knowledge that if you invest on the Zimbabwean Stock Exchange, when you come to exit, there's a challenge around finding the forex to exit your investment or your funds from your investment. And we felt that if we placed ourselves on an international exchange, investors could at least have the comfort that a liquidity assumption being a given, that they could then exit their investment and obviously take the cash back, because they wouldn't have the restriction of trying to find forex in them.
What's the sense of doing business in Zimbabwe over the past couple of years? How are you reading the environment?
So Zimbabwe goes through peaks and troughs, and our investments in Zimbabwe are doing very well, and they have done well over the last few years, particularly hospitality. Zimbabwe has some fantastic tourism sites and resorts, not least of which is Victoria Falls. And so we found our business has been quite resilient through the business cycles that we've seen during the 2000s, hence why we focus on hospitality. Of course, land is always a good, dare I say, banker, because the value in land generally always comes back, because it's a finite asset. So that's why we focused on those areas. And for us doing business in Zimbabwe, again, we've been fortunate because in hospitality we generate a significant amount of our revenue from foreign tourists. And so we haven't really found it challenging to access foreign currency to buy goods and services.
Okay. What percentage of your revenue comes from outside of, Zimbabwe?
Around about 38%.
All right. What kind of opportunities are you seeing, in the market for you to be able to expand and scale up?
Okay, so we've seen quite a few opportunities in the hospitality sector. So we are actually looking at a couple of opportunities to buy additional hotels, and as well as looking at some land, particularly in the major resorts of Kariba, in Nyanga and Victoria Falls, what I call greenfield projects, where we'd buy and build.
Yeah.
So there's still a lot of opportunities for us to expand our hospitality offering. And what we really are focusing on in that area is actually in the 3-4-star area for our city hotels. And then whilst we have a material number of beds in the 3-4-star category of hotels in resorts, we now are really targeting the very high end. As we're seeing a lot of demand coming from international tourists who really want that top end, dare I say, 6-7-star type offering.
When you're sitting with your team and you're looking for opportunities, whether they're greenfields or acquisition kind of opportunities like that, what sort of criteria needs to tick the box with you and your team?
Well, the main, it depends on the asset we're looking at. So if hospitality, it's location, 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 to use that old adage. And then the other thing is to ensure that, we've got to have a good look and kick the tires in terms of the hotel's infrastructure and furniture fittings, to understand what investment might be required once you've done the acquisition. And of course, the most important one is to ensure that it's cash generative and that the opportunities to increase that cash return.
That was BrainWorks Limited CEO Brett Childs speaking to my colleague Nastasia Aransas about the first Zimbabwean company to have a primary listing on the JSE.